I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Vermont lawmakers have been trying for years to come up with a way to curb state education costs, and a spending threshold contained in a reform bill passed earlier this year seems to be forcing some changes, but education officials say it's working a little too well. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're warning the law will force draconian cuts if lawmakers don't reverse course.
Jeff Francis is the head of the Vermont Superintendents Association. He says he understands that lawmakers are under incredible pressure from constituents to do something about rising property tax rates. And when it comes to the intent behind the high spending penalties contained in a school governance reform bill passed in May, Francis says he gets it.
We agree with you that we need cost containment and that property taxes are a problem. We agree with that.
Francis, though, says that the medicine dispensed by lawmakers earlier this year is worse than the sickness. And he told lawmakers on Wednesday that the pressure on school boards to lower costs is thwarting the longer-term goal of governance reform.
The folks at the local level are working their tails off and to deal with what they construe to be an arbitrary cost containment mechanism that plays out differently from community to community is a distraction.
Education officials across the board are sounding the alarm over the spending threshold, which penalizes districts that exceed allowable growth rates. Nicole Mace is the head of the Vermont School Boards Association. She says the education reform bill is moving districts toward larger governance units that will allow for more economies of scale. But Mace says imposing punitive spending thresholds before consolidation takes effect will result in cuts that harm academic quality, especially in smaller districts.
The better public policy approach would be to give those districts time to complete that work so they can address staffing levels and other cost centers in a more responsible way.
Bristol Representative David Sharp is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Education. Sharp says he thinks the spending threshold needs to be tweaked, especially in light of an unexpected 8% spike in health insurance costs. But Sharp says total repeal of the provision, as the Vermont NEA and School Boards Association are calling for, is not going to happen.
I am not willing to abandon the allowable growth percentage that's in the bill. It is important to keep the pressure on. However, I am willing to consider tweaks or changes that take a little of the pressure off.
Sharp says possible revisions include excluding health care costs from the threshold formula or targeting penalties on districts with the lowest staff-to-student ratios. The Education Committee will meet again this fall, and Sharp says he hopes to have a proposal ready for lawmakers to consider early in the next session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.